Good afternoon, Anna.
Hello.
Well, let's talk about what you do. Do you work or are you a student?
I'm working.
Okay, and what's your job?
I'm working in a shop. I'm a manager. So I'm selling furniture for kids. Beds, coats, mm-hmm. everything.
Right, okay. And how long have you done this job?
Less than a year.
Less than a year.
It's a new job for me. Right. Before I was working in the cinema and I just changed everything to work in a shop.
Okay. And why did you decide to change?
Because the cinema work is something you can work for 1 month, 2 months and then not doing anything for 3 months. So it's like irregular. And I wanted to be in a standard job to just work mm-hmm. and organize my life
mm-hmm. okay.
better.
Right. And what do you like about your new job?
I like the same that I was doing before, is like the relationship with the people, mm-hmm. so with the client in the shop and selling things and helping people to find the best thing they need for their home and mm-hmm. and the contact with the kids, because it's a shop where the parents come mm-hmm. mostly to buy everything for the kids and the babies.
Right. Is it a popular shop?
Yeah. Since we opened it, it's like really working well. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy.
Okay, good. What job do you hope to be doing in 10 years' time?
I like to do this job, but I like to open more shops and then managing all of the shops.
Right.
Would be great. Absolutely. If I could have 3 or 4 shops within 10 years and just be in charge of all of them.
Mm-hmm. So at the moment there's only one?
Yeah, I'm working in one, and we have the... In the future, we would like to open more.
Okay, good, thank you. Okay, let's talk about free time. How much free time do you have?
I have my mornings. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm lucky in a way, because I can do things on mornings and then I go to work on the afternoon.
Right. So what time do you start work then usually?
I start working between 3 and 4 until 10 o'clock, 6 days a week. Oh. But because I have all of my mornings, I have time to enjoy doing lots of things.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of things do you enjoy doing in your free time?
I like to go swimming, I like to see friends, and I like to walk my dog in the park and just have time to relax.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you think people these days should have more free time?
I think people should have free time. More, it depends, because if you can have enough time to relax, mm. you don't need to have lots of time, but some time is important, mm-hmm. yeah, because okay. you need to disconnect from your work.
Right. Do you think you have enough free time?
I have, yes. Yeah, I'm lucky. In mm-hmm. a way, I'm lucky because I have.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, let's move on to talk about food and eating. When do you eat your main meal of the day?
Lunchtime, before I go to work.
Okay. And do you usually eat your meals alone or with somebody else? Or?
No, I eat my meal with my boyfriend. He's the one who's cooking, so I'm just waiting for him to come back and cook, and mm-hmm. then I'm eating, and then I leave for my mm-hmm. job.
Okay. And do you prefer eating at home or in restaurants?
I like to go to restaurants, but I prefer stay at home and eat. And if I had to choose between restaurant and home, I will choose home. But it's nice to go to restaurant from time to time.
Right. Why would you choose home?
Because when you go to restaurant, the food is different and it's nice. But it's you're relaxed more if you're home, because you can cook and have the time and decide what you want to eat. And mm-hmm. so I prefer to eat at home. If I go on holidays and I have to eat in the hotel, mm-hmm. I don't like it. I would rather rent a flat and cook mm-hmm. than to have to go to the restaurant every meal.
Okay. And on what occasions in your country do people eat special meals?
In what occasion?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like for Christmas? Or
yeah,
something
for example.
We have the crepes party in February or March, I don't remember, but it's like a very big party where it was called La Chandeleur, and then mm-hmm. everyone is making crepes.
Mm-hmm.
So the French crepes, and it's nice because everyone is calling everyone. It's like it's not a family thing. It's like a friend thing, and everyone is cooking crepes mm-hmm. and eating together.
Right.
Or we have like for Christmas too. We have like this big meal like everyone has, mm-hmm. and for New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. it's more like with the friends. So we have right. a big meal with friends.
Okay. So Christmas for family and New Year's more for friends.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, here's some paper and a pencil. I'd like you to describe a piece of technology you find useful.
Okay.
On the card it says you should say what it is, when you use it, and what you're able to do with it. Remember, you have 1 to 2 minutes, so don't worry if I stop you. Can you start, please?
Yes, I'm going to talk about the digital camera. I got one for Christmas last year, and since I've got it, I love it because I use it all the time. I'm very fond of taking pictures, and in this digital camera, I can even make films. So it's great because I can even remember the things we've done and like doing little movies. And because I love taking pictures, I take a lot. And then I make albums of it. And because I live far away from my family and my friends, I like to make a lot of pictures when they're with me. And then I can remember when I'm watching all of the pictures, what we did, where we went, and all of this. So that's why, you know, since I had this digital camera, I'm making much more photos than when I had a normal camera before. Mm-hmm. And since I discovered you can make little movies too, I'm just mm-hmm. enjoying making funny movies just to have fun and mm-hmm. these kind of things. And pretty much that's what I love about the digital camera,
mm-hmm.
because you can, it's just, it keeps you in photos all of the souvenirs you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Do many of your friends have a digital camera?
All of them. Now it's like something like normal. Before it was like very slow at first, but now it's like everyone is showing, oh, what is yours and what can they do? And I don't know how many pixels you have. And I don't know anything about the digital camera. I have one, which is great, but they're mm-hmm. always talking about the technical things about mm-hmm. the camera. And so yeah, everyone is interested of having one if they don't, and most of the people I know have one.
Right. Okay, thank you. Okay, we've been talking about a piece of technology you find useful, and now I'd like to ask you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider, first of all, technology and communication. What are some of the main uses of technology for communication?
What are the main...
main uses of technology for communication?
So you have the main technology for communication you can use. You have like the phone, it's like the cell phone, the mobile. You can text people, and then you can even use internet. Internet is very important for work. You can even work from home and doing everything through internet. You don't even need to move to an office. So that's mainly the most use of technology the last few years. You can see that the big move
mm-hmm.
internet has made.
Right. Do you agree that some people use technology to communicate too much?
Yes. Yes, yes. Because, for example, the teenagers, they used to go outside, they used to see their friends, and now they're spending all their time in MSN.
Mm-hmm.
And... They're talking to everyone through the computer. They're not even taking the phone to talk directly.
Mm.
And when they're writing, it's terrible because they're not writing in a very good way, because they just they put short all of the words and they don't have any more contact. They stay at home and they talk the whole night and they don't go outside. They don't have any more like the social life they used to have.
Right, okay. What differences are there between the attitudes of older and the attitudes of younger people to technology, communication?
The older people are more willing to use it, but still use the old fashioned way. That mm-hmm. if they want to, it depends how old, but for example, if you want to send a mail to mm-hmm. someone, A younger one will send an email, older one will send a real mail through the post office.
Right.
So that's the main difference. The youngest, they just love to use all of the technology.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, thank you. Now let's consider technology and work. Would you agree that technology has had a positive impact on the world of work?
Yes, it has, because with internet, there's always good things and bad things. So the good point is like everything is going quicker, much more quicker, and we on the world of work, it has changed a lot because we can do much more with internet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always bad points and the negative impact that you can always use, for example, internet as a bad behavior.
Mm-hmm. Do you use technology at work, in your work?
Yeah, because we all connected from all of the cities in the country who have this shop. We were connecting to each other and we all talking to each other through internet. We don't call, we have to leave messages. So that's the main way to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how has technology affected the way people relate to each other at work?
At work? But they don't talk anymore to each other. They just send messages and they just leave and then you have to wait for the answer. But they don't. If you have a direct question, you have to leave a message.
Mm.
And before you had a direct question, you took the phone and you asked it. Now, no one is answering anymore the phone. They're just following what they're doing. When they have time, they look at the computer and then they answer and that's it. So you always have to be waiting for the answer.
Okay. What about in the future? Do you think that technology will change our understanding of the nature of work in the future?
It has changed already a lot. So I don't know in the future how will it be, because it has changed a lot since the last 5-6 years already, a lot. And so I don't know what's next, but I'm sure it's going to be different.
Right. Could you imagine working from, or doing the job that you're doing, but working from home, actually kind of doing your job from home?
But the terrible thing is that sooner you won't have to move out of your house to do most of the things. You will have, for my example, you will have to leave someone in the shop to still selling. Mm-hmm. But all of the work was behind selling, to organize everything, to get the furniture until the client's house. Mm-hmm. Then you can do it from house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That's the end of the speaking test.